Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha in the halachas of the 3 weeks. We are discussing the iser to listen to music during the 3 weeks, and I had a chance, Baruch Hashem, to speak to Rav Nevenzel this morning, and I asked him the shaila about ketanim, and he was mekel for ketanim below the age of chinuch, but he did mention that only if it's lashon was only if it's muchrach lekach, that only if you really absolutely need it necessary to give them whatever the situation may be, but in a situation where it is necessary, he did think it was okay. And I asked him, what if there'll be other adults in the room? So they'll be hearing the music also. That we saw Rav Nissen Carlos was machmir. He said in that year where it was totally necessary for the kid, then it wouldn't be, they should have kavanah not to be nene from the music and not to, as we're going to see. There are other situations where you hear music, but we're not going to force you to leave that area. So then that same would apply over here. But again, he did point out that really only if it's absolutely necessary. So if there's another way to calm a child down, or as best you can to avoid music during this period for yourself also, could be that it would be better to avoid the situation. Now, if a person is a chole, or he's in a matzav of atzvus, that might be another reason to be mekel. They quote in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if a person, if the matara, the goal is only to remove sadness or feeling alone, you know, especially during corona, a lot of people had this, or pachadim, or to remove fear, then, and Rav Shlomo Zalman had a situation where she had an almana who was alone in the house. He allowed her to listen to recorded music. And the same thing with an almana who was in Yud Beis Chodesh, where also that's the din where you're not supposed to listen to music either. There as well, Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to Lichot Shlom Perek Yudal Hara 8, he was mekel over there as well. And that is, again, that is the reason, because it's a different reason completely. It's not for getting you happy, but it's to avoid having someone be in a state of sadness. And also, with regards to, in general, the halachas of Zecher L'Churban, we see from earlier poskim, the Shudmar Shag and Chilek Bezos Kufchav Hey, he says also, someone who is going to be coming to Atzus, and generally is Machmir and Zecher L'Churban, not to listen to music, if the whole reason is to avoid being Bitsa'ar and avoid being depressed and sad, then he thinks it would be a reason to be Mekel. Same thing with Menashe Klein and Mishnah Lachos, Simina Vav Kovav. He over there discusses the same Shaila, and he says again, if it's someone who generally gets very sad, then he doesn't think that that is or the Shem Refua, that is not what Chazal was Gozer B'chlal on the Isser of listening to music, and that would be that. However, the Or L'Tzion is a little bit more machmir. Think if it's a person just a little bit sad, or, you know, Menuchas HaNefesh, he doesn't think that that would be a major tzorech, unless it's really, really going to lead to depression, Chas V'Shalom. And obviously he'd be mekel, but again, he does think that you should be a little bit more machmir, just in a little bit of sadness. I know that I asked Rav Nevenzel about Sfiras HaOmer last year, not this year, but during the last year during Corona, and he said that the whole point, we're supposed to be in a state of mourning. We are supposed to be a little bit sad of what's going on. So a person has to be careful what the gedarim of sadness, like that's leading you to be depressed and not do anything all day, that's something else. But just to be a little bit sad, that's the whole point of the 3 weeks. So everyone has to be, shakel himself, what exactly, what's the reason that he's listening for. Now, what if I'm in a situation where I'm forced to listen to music? We'll give a few examples of that. Let's say if they're in a place, in a house where people just aren't that religious, they're in a house where they're playing music, and a person's family isn't that religious, and they're playing music during the 3 weeks. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Alicha Shlomo as saying that with regard to Tzvira Sa'omer, L'chor Lehu Adin Kan, is that you don't have to leave the house. You shouldn't be mishtatef in the shira and sing along, but you do not need to run out of the house and make all macha and leave. That is Rav Shlomo Zalman's talk with regards to a house. What about if I'm on a bus? Should I at least like put my hand in my ear so I listen less? So in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, it's quoted in the Sefer Nechamas Yisrael, Perek Gimel Ostes. He says over there that you do not need to put your fingers in your ears, because Chazal were never oser an haba that's coming bal karcha. You're going on the bus because you have to go somewhere. They happen to be playing music. That's not your fault. You didn't choose to turn it on. So therefore, it would not be an issue. L'chora could be huadin if you're going into a taxi or something of the like. If you could ask him nicely and the guy doesn't mind turning it off, then probably better to do that. But in a situation where on a bus and that's what happens, there's nothing you could do, then there would definitely be room to make it. Similarly, when you're listening to music and you're listening on a call waiting, right? You're going to call all these companies and they have a music playing for you. So then also, Rav Yashiv says that you don't have to like put it down and not listen. You should at the end of the day, it would not be an issur in that case also to be listening. It's quoted in Mevakshei Torah. Now, what if I have a ringtone? I have a nice geshmak, a ringtone. People have that a lot of times. They have nice music. So Rav Yashiv says that also is not usur because it's not miyuad l'simcha. However, he says if a person can switch it, then better, if he thinks that if you can switch it, better to switch it during these 3 weeks, and you could wear it back after the 3 weeks. And it's quoted in the name of Rav Nissim Karel. If a person generally works while listening to music in the Sefer Yabinu Matzarim, Perek Zayin Osid Zayin, that if a person generally listens to music to work better, and he's going to work, his production is going to be much worse, so then he says, Kedei Parnasa, you can be makel until Rosh Chodesh. Well, it sounds like for the 9 days, might not be a kula. Okay, if you have it in the 9 days, ask her about maybe the birum to mekel. Another last heter that I wanted to discuss was driving. If a person is ragil lishma musica when he's driving in order to be awake and you're doing on a long drive, then that Rav Yashav, according to Ashrei Ish Samachazayin, finds room to mekel even during the 9 days. I asked Rav Nemetzel about this also today. That was the other question I asked him. And Rav Nemetzel said that he thinks also if it's necessary. I said, what if it's just like a little bit helpful? Then he said maybe there'd be room to be machmir. Again, everyone has to know themselves when it comes to this and consult with your Rav, your personal situation. But there is this specific heter. If you are somebody who needs it for driving, if you don't necessarily need it and it's a short ride, maybe there'd be more room to be machmir. Okay, adkar for today. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with more of the halachas of music and learning an instrument during the 3 weeks. Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem for Sunday's daily halacha. Have a wonderful Shabbos.